family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 15th. We're in hour one of the Alternative Media. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'm glad to be back in the saddle again today. I've been out for the past 2 weeks away on business, and I think it's the longest time I've ever been away from this broadcast. And there's several things I wanted to say before we get started today, and as usual, we got a lot of news and information to cover. I'll get into some of the titles that we're going to be going through in the next 3 hours, taking your phone calls in the third hour as usual. But one, I wanted to say, it's great to be missed. I think I've received the most email, phone calls, and contacts in the last 2 weeks that I've ever gotten on this broadcast. And I wanted to say a special thanks to everyone that's contacted me. I wanted to play, and I want to say a special thanks, Manny, RBN, all the work that went involved into playing the interviews that I'd done back in 2009 with Dr. Gene Schroeder. And also KCWSIC had to do some work to make that happen on that radio station as well. I want to say thanks to everyone that made it happen, because I have received so much contact about these interviews and this broadcast. And I wanted to say, before we really get into talking about the Constitution, fact or fiction, and the interviews with Dr. Schroeder, I wanted to say some of the comments that I made during these interviews was in 2009. 5 years ago. And during that time, my opinion has changed drastically regarding Alex Jones. So for everyone that emailed calling me on the carpet, you were correct. My opinions have changed in the last 5 years, and I do believe Bill Cooper set the record straight and told us what we needed to know in the late 90s. So I wanted to get that out front, because I didn't have time to actually respond to everyone that emailed me regarding that. Also, I wanted to say, I had forgotten that during that broadcast, we were giving away DVDs, mailing them out to anyone that wanted them. So 2 weeks ago, I started receiving all these emails, and I was like, what free DVD? What's going on? And then I remembered we were giving those away for Dr. Gene Schroeder. I've not mailed any out yet, because once I got back in town, the snowstorm come here in the south. I'm working on it. I've got the list. Everybody's going to be getting their DVDs next week, so just bear with me. For William, for Dale, that donate to this broadcast, this is going to be your money at work. We're going to send all these DVDs out all over the country for free. And that's something that I've done many times on this broadcast. This will be the largest mail-out we've ever done. And I was talking to a friend of mine before going on air this morning. I don't think there's anything more important than that particular interview. and I'm glad that it's gotten such a response. Also, I wanted to make mention, and I'm going to try to keep all this brief so we can get started with some news, but the way this came about in 2009, I had just started looking into for myself the fact that there was quite a bit of evidence that the Constitution was in suspension. And I'd made some comments on that on the air on WSIC, and a gentleman contacted me, didn't live far from where I was working at, Mr. Lambert, and an older gentleman, and he came to the store where I worked, and he brought me the VHS tapes of Dr. Gene Schroeder from the 90s. Well, I went to his house to discuss it further, and that same day, I talked to a gentleman in Hickory, Rodney, who called Dr. Gene Schroeder, and all of this happened in the course of one day. And then we went on to doing the series on the Constitution being suspended over about a five-week period with many, many various guests. And I did not know Mr. Lambert passed away 3 weeks ago, actually the week before this started airing on Saturday. I wanted to dedicate this broadcast to Mr. Lambert. He was a real patriot. He was fighting the fight back in the early days, long before I was involved in this and maybe many of you listening. This was a guy that loved his country, was aware of the fact that the Constitution was suspended, and he was doing his very best effort to make other people aware of that. I regret that I did not become aware of his passing until just a couple of days ago. And when we take phone calls in the third hour, if anyone would like to call in and comment on that, you're more than welcome to. But we're going to dedicate today's broadcast to Mr. Lambert and the fact that he was pivotal in getting me started down this particular journey. And, you know, I'll have to say, since this started for me, as far as on air in 2008, I have met some of the very best people you could ever hope to meet that are sincerely dedicated to trying to affect change for the better. So again, I wanted to say, if you email me about a DVD and you think you haven't, you're not going to get it. You are. We will get all of, my wife's going to help me get it all wrapped up and out next week. And, for those that donate, Dale, William, to help keep us broadcast on the air, your money will be at work next week because, like I say, it's going to be the biggest mail out we've ever done of DVDs. When I get a final tally, maybe I can share that with you next week. Some of the news we're going to be talking about this week on the broadcast: total ban on GM food production mold in Russia. Isn't it interesting? Russia's looking out for its citizens while our government here is forcing genetically modified food down our throat. World's first farmer trial over GM crops and contaminations beginning in Australia. So this is not just something that's happening in this country and Europe. North Carolina doctors may have exposed 18 patients to a deadly incurable brain disease. That's happening right here, just up the road from me. We're going to be discussing that. Rarely do I ever find anything in the mainstream media I want to share, but there was an article this past week: GOP crafts plans to wreck the country and lose voters. And we're gonna run down a little bit of the statistics in this article and talk about that further. Of course, the House passes the clean debt ceiling bill. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. Also, and you can go to my website and see this for yourself, thealternativemedia.com. MarketWatch did an interesting analysis. There are eerie parallels between the stock market's recent behavior and how it behaved right before the 1929 crash. We're going to get into that as well. Also, a first for the South: Virginia gay marriage ban overturned. Shouldn't be any surprise on that. The people in Virginia voted. Now a judge has overturned it. Also, Arizona, first U.S. state to attempt legal resistance to the NSA. And I've got an update, probably be the top of next hour, of a National Guard drill in Ohio from last year that is is an interesting event that we need to discuss a little further. So all of that and more coming up on this week's broadcast of the Alternative Media. Then third hour, we'll be taking your phone calls, and you can discuss, agree, disagree, or have your say. If you have other information you would like to share, we'll do that as well. But I got an email this past week, and it had such great information in it. I've got to share this with our listeners. If you can get arrested for, well, we'll hold that to the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the studio, the website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. Let's get started with a little bit of news. This was sent to me. I just had to share this with everyone today, really before we get started on the news. If you can get arrested for hunting or fishing without a license, but not for entering and remaining in the country, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. Go have to get your parents' permission to go on a field trip or to take an aspirin to school, but not to get an abortion, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. If you must show your identification to board a plane, to get cash, to cash a check, to buy liquor, or to check out a library book, to rent a video, but not to vote for who runs the government, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. If the government wants to prevent stable, law-abiding citizens from owning gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, but gives 20 F-16 fighter jets to the new leaders in Egypt, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. If in the nation's largest city you can buy two 16-ounce sodas but not one 24-ounce soda because 24 ounces of a sugary drink might make you fat, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. If your government believes that the best way to eradicate trillions of dollars of debt is to spend trillions of dollars of more debt, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. If a 7-year-old boy can be thrown out of school for saying his teacher is cute, but hosting a sexual exploration or diversity class in grade school is perfectly acceptable, you might live in a nation that is run by idiots. And I thought that was worth sharing with everyone today because, wow, and you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Let's get started with this story. This is coming in from RT.com. Doctors in North Carolina are being forced to admit that 18 patients recently treated at an area medical facility may have been exposed to a rare, degenerative, and incurable brain disease. Medical instruments used by physicians at the Novant Health Forsyth Medical Center in Winston-Salem had not been properly sanitized, the facility's president said during a press conference on Monday, and could have spread the disease to upwards of 18 patients. Physicians at the medical center performed a neurosurgical procedure on a patient last month who has since been revealed to have the disorder. President Jeff Lindsay told reporters, but failed to use an enhanced sterilization process after which to proper sanitize those tools. Normal sterilization procedures were done on the instruments, Lindsay said, but physicians came short of conducting a more thorough process typically done to sanitize implements used when dealing with the deadly brain disease. The Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or CJD, is a degenerative brain disorder that normally affects only 1 in 1 million people around the globe each year. According to the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, persons infected with CJD die usually within 1 year of the inset of the illness. This is a story that I've not seen anywhere in the area much. Now, I've been away some, so maybe I've not been able to keep up with a lot of the news. But I thought that was, you know, we've covered many stories here over the years of people getting sick while at the hospital. But that seems to be one of the most tragic. So you can, it's also posted on thealternativemedia.com if you want to read a little bit more about it. Now, I wanted to get started with a little bit about the debt ceiling being raised and what's happening in Washington in the last couple of weeks. Now, I rarely use any kind of information given by Ann Coulter because I despise her thoroughly. But she wrote an article that really sets the stage for where the Republican Party is and why the only solution, if we have a solution to our problem, is to oppose both parties. Now, of course, that's not what she says. But we the people, we don't have a party that represents us in Washington, D.C. anymore. Both parties are controlled and owned by the big banks and the corporations. But let's just listen to just a little bit of this. As the House Republicans prepare to sell out the country on immigration, Phyllis Schlafly has produced a stunning report on how immigration is changing the country. Citing surveys from the Pew Research Center, the Pew Hispanic Center, Gallup, NBC News, Harris Polling, the Annenberg Policy Center, Latino Decisions, the Center for Immigration Studies, and the Hudson Institute, Schlafly's report overwhelmingly demonstrates that merely continuing our current immigration policy spells doom for the Republican Party. Immigrants, all immigrants, have always been the bulwark of the Democratic Party. For one thing, recent arrivals tend to be poor and in need of government assistance. Also, they're coming from societies that are far more left-wing than our own. History shows that rather than fleeing those policies, they bring their culture with them. This is not a secret. For at least a century, there's never been a period when a majority of immigrants weren't Democrats. At the current accelerated rate of immigration, 1.1 million new immigrants every year, Republicans will be a fringe party in about a decade. Thanks to endless polling, we have a pretty good idea of what most immigrants believe. According to the Harris poll, 81% of all native-born citizens think the schools should teach students to be proud of their America. Only 50% of naturalized U.S. citizens think so. While 67% of native-born Americans believe our Constitution is a higher legal authority than international law, only 37% of naturalized citizens agree. No wonder they vote 2-1 for the Democrats. The two largest immigrant groups, Hispanics and Asians, have little in common economically, culturally, or historically, but they both overwhelmingly support big government, Obamacare, affirmative action, and gun control. According to the 2012 National Asian American Survey, as well as a Kaiser Foundation poll, only 40% of the general public holds a favorable opinion of Obamacare, 42% unfavorable. Meanwhile, 51% of Asians have a favorable opinion of Obamacare, 18% unfavorable. Even Koreans support Obamacare by 57% to 17%. Overall, 69% of immigrants like Obamacare, according to the 2010 Cooperative Congressional Election Study. That same survey showed that only 35% of Native American-born support affirmative action compared to 58% of immigrants, including, amazingly, 64% of Asians, suggesting they may not be as smart as everyone thinks. Also surprising, a Pew Research Center poll of all Hispanics, immigrants, and citizens alike found that Hispanics take a dimmer view of capitalism than even people who describe themselves as liberal Democrats, while 47% of the self-described liberal Democrats hold a negative view of capitalism. 55% of Hispanics do also. 75% of Hispanic immigrants and 55% of Asian immigrants support bigger government. Also, according to Pew, even after three generations in America, Hispanics still support bigger government, 55% to 36%, compared to that of the general public, which opposes bigger government, 48% to 41%. How are Republicans going to square that circle? It's not their position on amnesty that immigrants don't like. It's the Republicans' supposed support for small government, gun rights, patriotism, and the Constitution and capitalism. I had to insert the supposed. Reading these statistics, does anyone wonder why Democrats think vastly increasing immigration should be the nation's number one priority? It wouldn't be one thing if the people with these views already lived here. Republicans would have no right to say you can't vote, but why on earth are they bringing in people sworn to their own political destruction? It amazes me that with the problems this country's got, that the Republican
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And, you know, I like to make predictions on this broadcast, and several times I've been right. Many, many times I've been wrong. And some time back, I predicted that when the debt ceiling came around, that the Republicans would pay it a bunch of useless lip service and then run in there and vote to raise it. And I was wrong. They didn't even pay it useless lip service this time, did they? Let's run down the story and see what has happened. Breitbart.com is the source for the story. The Senate passed the clean debt ceiling bill, sending the legislation to President Obama, who is expected to sign it into law. The bill suspends the debt limit until March 15th, 2015. Now, isn't this getting quite scary? When the criminals in Washington now, they are just suspending the debt ceiling. They're not putting a cap on it, apparently. So they can now, I guess, let their dream come true and spend at will. The vote to pass the bill was 55-43. An earlier procedural vote to advance debate passed 67-31 with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Whip John Cornyn joined in mostly Democrats to invoke cloture. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas was forced the 60-vote procedural vote. Two GOP Senate aides told Breitbart News that McConnell forcefully urged him not to do so at a closed-door meeting yesterday. The vast majority of Republicans voted against the bill, while nearly 200 Democrats carried it across the finish line. 28 Republicans voted yes. Speaker John Boehner, who usually does not vote, voted yes, as did Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Whip Kevin McCarthy. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan voted no. Cantor blamed the debt ceiling increase on Democrats, of course. House Republicans need more responsible and willing partners in Washington so we can finally and boldly address our long-term debt crisis, he said in a statement. Right there is where we need like that laugh tracks. Ryan called the vote a missed opportunity. We need to pay our bills today and make sure we can pay our bills tomorrow, Ryan said in a statement after the vote. The House GOP's inability to force even a modest fight on the debt ceiling prompted an outcry from conservative groups, including several calls to replace the current House leadership. Today, Republican leadership in the House completely gave up fighting for the priorities of the American people and once again caved to the demands of President Obama and the Democrats. The latest failure is just more proof that it's time to dump the GOP leadership in Congress, said For America Chairman Brent Bozell. Now, the Republicans that voted yes, John Boehner, Ken Calvert, Dave Camp, Eric Cantor, Howard Coble, North Carolina, Chris Collins, Charles Dent, Michael Fitzpatrick, Michael Grimm, Richard Hanna, Doc Hastings, Daryl Issa, Peter King, Kevin McCarthy, Buck McKeon, Patrick Meehan, whatever, Gary Miller, Devin Nunes, David Reichardt, Hal Rogers, Peter Roskam, Ed Royce, John Runen, wow, some of these names, John Shimkus, Chris Smith, David Velado, Frank Wolf of Virginia. So, you know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because obviously now after having done this for 5 years, surely everyone can agree that we have absolutely no leadership in Washington, D.C. that's going to address the skyrocketing amount of debt. It's totally out of control. They will not address the debt that is just stifling our country. It's absurd. And both parties are to blame. And the Tea Party movement has certainly by now fizzled into absolutely nothing, unfortunately. We have not accomplished anything. And when we see the legislation that comes out of Washington, D.C., how can anyone buy into the notion that we are gaining any ground with a conservative, pro-Constitution, pro-freedom style government in this country? We the people are losing. We the people are sitting back and watching the criminals in Washington, D.C. gut this country. And this is just further proof. The Republicans have control of the House. And since they took over in 2010, the debt is skyrocketing. And John Boehner is absolutely no representation of middle-class America. You know, I've said it and I'll say it again. No matter who you talk to, everyone seems to agree that we need to get control of the deficit and the spiraling out of control debt. But yet, no matter who's in control in Washington, D.C., whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats, middle-class America continues to be the loser. And now they've kicked this can down till March of 2015 with no debt ceiling in place. I mean, it's just amazing to see how detached the government is from any resemblance of the will of we the people. The government does not fear we the people. We the people fear the government. And this is just another sign of how things will continue. You know, I was in a little bit different part of North Carolina than I normally am in, one of the bigger cities. And I'd got turned around, and I was just looking around at where I was at. And, you know, if I would have seen a sign and it had said Detroit, it would not have surprised me because of the amount of empty buildings, graffiti, grass growing up through the pavement of these massive structures that I was looking at that used to be a vibrant economic center here in this area. And the by-design failed policies of the Republicrats and the Democons is what has just utterly destroyed our economy. And they continue to throw the wet blanket on any spark that anyone may come up with creating jobs. This is not by accident. It's all being done by design. And until the American people wake up from their hypnotic slumber and decide to oppose the two-party, one-party system that is selling them out, we will continue to go down this same old, sad, tired road. You know, during my hiatus in the last 2 weeks, I spoke to a broad array of different people from different backgrounds, different ages, from different states. And I always find that fascinating. I like to talk to people and see where they're coming from, how they feel about the shape things are in this country. And it amazes me how many people have been completely manipulated by mainstream media. They only know what a TV tells them. They believe the TV. The TV is the greatest hypnotizer that's ever been created. And it is doing a superb job keeping the American people stupefied and oblivious to what the facts are of what's actually happening in this country. And the legislation that comes out of Washington, D.C. is just another stark reminder of how sold out you are as an individual and how we're setting back and we're letting the prosperity that our children and our grandchildren could have had in the greatest nation in the world, but we're letting it be squandered by criminals. And until the American people are fed up and have had enough, we will continue down this road. And since I don't see any movement that's had enough, because too many people listening to this broadcast and others believe that we're on the march and they're on the run, and nothing could be further from the truth, we will continue down the same old tired road. Now, MarketWatch did a very interesting story this past week, and the story is posted on thealternativemedia.com. Must see stock market compared to 1929. If you want to look at this for yourself, go to the website and check it out. There are eerie parallels between the stock market's recent behavior and how it behaved right before the 1929 crash. Now, you'll have to look at the story to see the graphs, and they're practically identical. Now, it was the first time I had seen this story. That, at least, is a conclusion reached by a frightening chart that has been making the rounds on... Right, listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Mickey up here in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses, and I know you're out there that still believe the lie. Now, back to the story, Market Watch. It's a short story, but it's interesting to look at this. The chart superimposes the market's recent performance on top of a plot of its gyrations in 1928 and 29, and the picture isn't pretty, and it's not as easy as you might think to wiggle out from underneath the bearish significance of this chart. I'm looking at the chart, and it is practically identical to the chart from 1928 and 29. Yet the market over the past 2 months has continued to more or less closely follow the 1928-29 pattern outlined in the 2 months ago chart. If this correlation continues, the market faces a particularly rough period later in February and early in March. You can take that for whatever it's worth. I thought it was really interesting. And like I say, if you want to look at the charts, you can look at it on the website, thealternativemedia.com. I wanted to get this in this hour. In the first for the South, this is coming in from the AP, Virginia's same-sex marriage ban has been overturned with a federal judge ruling that the voter-approved amendment is unconstitutional and declaring the move another moment in history when we the people becomes more inclusive. Now, I wanted to make a couple of statements about that. Now, I'm reading that verbatim from the AP. What did you learn from that? The people in Virginia approved marriage as between a man and a woman. That's what this says, and that's what they did. The people in Virginia voted. The people in Virginia had their say. Now, how many times have I come before this microphone and had to tell you that it does not matter when we the people vote what we want to have happen in our own state, in this case, because a federal judge that's not elected but appointed comes along and strikes it down. How many times have we done this story? Time and time again. And yet you people don't believe the Constitution's suspended, and you somehow continue to believe that you're going to vote your way out of this mess. When we have shown time and time again that your vote does not count, it's rigged. This is one of the many ways they rig it. The people voted in Virginia that they wanted marriage to be between a man and a woman. U.S. District Judge Arena Wright Allen on Thursday issued a stay of her order while it is appealed, meaning that gay couples in Virginia still won't be able to marry until the case is ultimately resolved. Lawyers for the clerks in Norfolk and Prince William County who defended the ban are expected to file the appeal, which will be heard by the Fourth Circuit Court in Richmond. It could uphold the ban or side with Wright Allen. If the Fourth Circuit sides with the overturn of the ban, it two could issue a stay while the case is appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Both sides believe the case won't be settled until it reaches the High Court. Wright Allen's decision echoes recent rulings elsewhere in the U.S. and is the strongest foothold yet in the South for the gay marriage movement. On Wednesday, a judge declared that Kentucky must recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states, but didn't rule on the constitutionality of whether such marriages can be performed in the state. Now, I will reiterate some of my previous statements that whatever someone wants to do in the privacy of their own bedroom is not my business. That is their business. But this is the way for the homosexual movement and the bleeding heart liberals ram homosexuality to the forefront and down Christian and conservative people's throat. It's not enough that every other sitcom is based on homosexuality. It's not enough that the people in Virginia vote for what they want to have inside their own state, only to have it uprooted by federal judges. The will of we the people doesn't matter. The march to make us the most pro-homosexual, promiscuous society on the face of the earth is obviously the goal of those that are in charge. That's why the church, the Christian movement in America, has done absolutely nothing about the vulgarity that's on our television, and we can't seem to affect any positive change whatsoever through the ballot box. And this is just another defeat for we the people of being able to force this out of control rogue government to stand for anything that the people desires. You know, I'll say it again. They got the homosexual out of the closet so they could put the cigarette smoker in it. And even, you know, we were brought up indoctrinated to hate on Russia and fear Russia and all that kind of stuff. Putin is actually opposed to homosexuality. He will not let American homosexual couples adopt Russian children anymore. In fact, he's moving to not let Americans adopt Russian children, period, because of some of the absurdities that's taken place. But here in America, the Christian movement, the church movement of trying to keep this type of thing out of the public view as far as being condoned is failing miserably. And this is just the latest round, which if it ever does reach the Supreme Court, and I guess it sooner or later will, I hope no one in the sound of this broadcast has any hopes whatsoever that the Supreme Court is going to side on the side of the Constitution or the wishes of we the people. Also, Arizona State Senate panel approved a bill withdrawing state support for intelligence agencies' collection of metadata and banning the use of warrantless data in court. The panel becomes the first legislative body in the U.S. to try to thwart NSA spying. The bill will now have to be approved by a majority of the Senate Rules Committee before it can move on to a full Senate. It prohibits Arizona public employees and departments from helping intelligence agencies collect records of phone calls and emails, as well as metadata, information on where and when the phone calls were made. It also prescribes the use of information obtained needs warrants in state courts. The bill is entitled the Fourth Amendment Protection Act and was introduced by Republican Senator Kelly Ward. It was passed on Monday by the Senate's Government and Environment Committee with a 4-2 vote. Now, isn't it interesting? Our states now, some anyway, are trying to fight to keep your information private from this out-of-control federal government. 1984 is alive and well in 2014. You know, where has been the outrage? Of course, you're not going to get any outrage from the controlled media, the corporate-owned controlled media. They're downplaying all this while the rest of the world is heavily criticizing it. But we, the people in America, are conditioned just to accept now as normal that the federal government is listening to, wiretapping, recording everyone. I mean, if this is what this society is willing to just kneel down and lick the boot, and that's what is happening, that's what this society's doing, you're kneeling down and licking the boot of tyranny. There is no backlash. That's sadly where we're at. We're so successfully indoctrinated to be a good little world citizen and to accept whatever comes out of Washington, D.C., because they're going to keep you safe from the pesky terrorists. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. We're going to continue with the news next hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in a moment. Stay with us.